Hello, good evening, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with another of my music features, and tonight I'm up in Greenfield with Danny, Harry and Dan from the Velocettas. So good evening, lads. Great to see you again. It's been 6 months, kind of flown by. It doesn't seem like 5 minutes ago since I came to see you, but I'll tell you what, we'll talk about some exciting gig news, particularly locally. I've got this long list of gig dates for the Velocettas here. We're having a bit of a more local focus rather than Manchester ideas. So what's the thinking behind that, Harry? Why are you kind of coming back home more, if you like?
The idea is that we know where we're at. We're not under any illusion that we can pull loads of people to look to gigs in Manchester. We've done some gigs in Manchester where it's been packed, somewhere it's been about 15 people, but round here we know we can fill places out and we know we can get people in. And if we can create a buzz round Saddleworth and we can create a buzz round here, then all the people in Oldham are like-minded people at the end of the day, so the people who like us here that are similar will like us in different areas as well, and hopefully we can spring out after that.
Yeah. Because, Danny, you've got some of the gigs listed here. Carrion Crow, Saddleworth Cricket Club, the Clarence, Greenfield Con Club, Hanging Gate at Diggle, and the Clarence again. So, yeah, like Harry says, it's, it'd be nice to get a bit of a following going.
Yeah, it's nice to just get it locally, so you can build from.
I suppose there's nothing like playing in front of a packed audience, is there, Danny?
It's just better.
Yeah.
Nice way to end the year as well.
What about gigs in the first half of this year? Just tell us a little bit about, give us a bit of a review of the Velocettas year so far.
We started the year, the first gig was at the Ruby Lounge with a band called The Turning, The Mantels, and who else was on? But anyway,
Hester and Nell or
something. Josh McClory from The Stripes turned up and he was great with us, gave us loads of advice. So that was a good start to the year, and then we did one at Academy, which was like the really good one, where it was like Club Academy, it was packed.
One of our lot.
Yeah.
We had a lot from around there to, which was really good. And then we've just been doing local stuff, and the local stuff, the following, wherever they've come from, they've been coming, and loads of them have just been turning up to every gig, and it's just great, really, that young people are into us, because there's a lot of bands that obviously don't have that young following behind them, which is a shame, really, because that's how scene starts, how the Manchester scene started in the 90s and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they're all at our age, like 16, 17, 18. Well,
there's Fez, The Visitors, Recreation,
The Freaks.
I think that now they're a four piece, they're going to be rocking them, because got some good tunes that I've been sent some demos, sound really good.
Good. There was a very special gig which some Chronicle readers and listeners will already know about from a feature I did a couple of weeks ago with Mike Sweeney, and that was really quite a special night for you, wasn't it, Harry? Just tell us a little bit about that. I know Mike was telling us the other week that he absolutely loved playing alongside you. So was the kind of feeling mutual? You must have got so much out of
it. Yeah, Mike was fantastic. It was great, because we're not the sort of band that'll play play that Stone Roses type stuff. We are more based in that late 70s, early 80s punk new wave thing. And he's was around in the punk era, so to have someone like that around was really good to us, because he fitted straight in with our ethic of writing the chords, let's do it.
It was just dead easy, weren't it? Get him in to practice it. One of my favourite gigs of the year.
Yeah, you must have taken a lot away from that sort of musically, and you must have been so satisfied with that,
The gig was so old school though, because there was so much just kept going wrong, and I went through three guitars, just snapping strings all the time, and sort of grabbing guitars, and all this was changing, like microphones were going off, and we're like passing microphones on, but it was so fun to do, like it was just, you could tell that he'd done it before in band in the 70s, and it was just how it used to be then, I can imagine, so it was really fun for us.
Yeah, good. And is there any chance of it, of a repeat, you think, Dan? Did he pick any vibes up from Mike?
Oh yeah, he's up for it again.
Yeah,
Whenever it happens.
Yeah.
Whenever he's not on holiday.
Yes, yes indeed. You released Speak My Mind EP earlier in the year, which you was quite pleased with. I know you said to me earlier, but you've been in the studio again down at Future Works recording a single called Put Out the Fire, and there's going to be quite a special B-side going along with that. So tell us a little bit about Put Out the Fire, Danny, and you know the recording of it.
It's just a proper good tune, really.
Yeah. Influenced by?
I don't know, really. Just the bands of the past, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's heavy, isn't it?
It's just heavy than our past stuff.
Big drums.
I prefer stuff like that.
It's a lot deeper.
I can get more into
dirty sound.
So when are we going to get our ears around this single?
October, hopefully.
Right.
Obviously, like I mentioned, the B-side.
Yeah.
There'll be a remix, which has Matt the Mill. And for those who don't know him, he's worked with loads of like top people. Worked with a band called the 99s, Johnny from Twisted Wheel, did a song with Wes Strutter. And yeah, he's John Cooper Clark type thing, punk poet.
Yeah.
But he's great, and he could really add something new to what we're trying to do, change a bit of direction from the last EP.
Well, I had a listen to it obviously earlier, and it is quite a diversion from your kind of mod influenced sound of Speak My Mind. So is there any sort of reason for that, Dan, or is it just progression, just, is it, and evolution,
if
you
like? It's just a bit different. Like, we're going to keep with the mod type thing, obviously, the way we dress smart for every gig. So we're obviously going to keep to the same set list of the usual 60s, 70s, all the 80s, anything from every decade, everything's still going to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
Just a different, something a bit different.
We felt we had to do something different because there's a lot of bands that are the same these days, and I don't think the current music scene is that diverse. There's a lot of this common indie going on, and I thought, right, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Listen to Nirvana, Kasabian, and do something proper heavy.
Yeah.
And get like some random hip hop on the B side or something. Yeah. Do something different.
Yeah. And are you pleased with the finished product then? Presumably?
I think it's really good.
So
you can't wait to get it out there, I guess, now then.
Nice.
We are looking forward. We're hoping to do better things with this one. The EP is going to come down, the old one, because we want to. Bright and Tails will be on the new single as well, remixed, remastered, so it sounds better. But the EP's come down because we feel that this is more of a starting point, where we want to build our castle from, if you like.
Yeah, that's brilliant. We've mentioned the local gigs in towards the end of the year, but what's the kind of plan for 2016, lads?
Who knows?
Who knows, exactly?
We're not going to put a lot of ideas out when we don't know if we're going to follow it up. Like last year, we said, we're at this festival, that festival. We didn't end up doing it. We ended up going on holiday instead. So
just see what happens.
Me and Joe were maybe thinking of going on a tour next summer, a short 2-week tour, go around England, learn our craft a bit.
In terms of, what do you mean? Well, just checking out what it...
Just seeing what it's like. If you book the right gigs, there'll be people there. But we want to experience it.
Like being on the road.
Yeah.
But we might do a 2-week tour summer next year.
Right.
So look out for that one. That's a plan.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Will you try and get a promoter to get behind it, do you think?
We're still discussing that.
Right, okay.
We're still discussing what sort of things we're going to do, whether we do support slots, trying to get on support slots and stuff, or are we going to go around and try and do stuff on our own, or...
Yeah.
Get advice
off
people.
Well, it's a bold idea, that, and it would take some doing, but I wish you all the best with it, and obviously I know you'll keep us updated in the Oldham Chronicle. So for now, lads, Danny, Harry and Dan from the Valisettas, Thanks a lot, and we'll be hearing the release date for the new single very soon.